Another good example, Curry. I remember Freaknik. Yeah, you are right. Thank you for your call, George Curry, Al Sharpton. We'll be right back. 1-877-532-5797.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures. A stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers, people who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Getting your child home safely.
Tap your heels together 3 times.
Is just a click away.
There is no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travels.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No. Just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money. Wild and free.
Geico. For your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
It's now open, St. John's Kitchen, 5315 East Capitol Street, Southeast. It's soul food cooking at its best. Stop by today and get some liver and onions, pig feet, fish, meatloaf, chitlins, mac and cheese, collard greens, and so much more. And they're open for breakfast, too, with salmon cakes, scrapple, and pancakes, and you have to get a slice of that sweet potato pie. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., St. John's Kitchen, soul food at its finest. 202-575-2826.
News Talk 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C., a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
Welcome. Welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I'm your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell. Welcome to all who are listening live on Radio 1, Station 1450 AM, WOLDCNews.com, and LawTalkWithEthelMitchell.com. This program is also brought to you by my law office, Wills and Trust, LLC, where I prepare Wills, Trust, Power of Attorneys, and advanced medical directives. So if you or someone you know needs a will, a trust, or assistance administering an estate, give me a call at 202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. Each week you hear me say, law is powerful. It can help you or it can hurt you. It impacts everything you do. What you don't know can hurt you, and what you do know can empower you. So each week, Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell brings you lawyers and other professionals to share their knowledge and expertise with you to empower you. But remember, what you hear on the program is for information purposes only. No attorney-client relationship is established by anything said on the program. Each person's circumstances are different, and you must seek individual counsel for any situation for which you need legal advice. All of our programs are archived on LawTalkWithEthelMitchell.com. So if you missed a program, go there, and the programs are posted by my webmaster, Earl Hooks. We want you to be part of the conversation. So my executive producer, Stacey Royster, and radio engineer Daryl Farley are ready to receive your calls. Call us to join the conversation at 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. We've been doing programs that talk about protecting rights, creative rights, to music, to art, to books and things of that nature. And I just wanted to share with you a brand new article that was written by our guest, attorney Lita Rosario and Professor Latif Mtima. It is called Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams Admit in Creating Blurred Lines. Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams admitted to capturing the feel of the Marvin Gaye song, Got to Give It Up. It was just posted at the Seattle Times. So if you Google Seattle Times and put in either Marvin Gaye, Robin Thicke, or Lita Rosario, you will find an excellent article by our guest of last week called Overdue Legal Recognition for African American Artists in Blurred Lines Copyright Case. So look that up. I think you will understand more of why the jury found what they did and how the law looks at creativity and the misuse, shall we say, of someone's work, their creative work. I was sort of curious about protecting inventions, and so I Googled black inventions and black inventors. There is an amazing list that is there, and I'm just going to read a few of the things that are, I mean, I'm going to read some of this list because it is quite profound. I was just blown away. For example, black inventors included the persons who invented the air conditioning unit. The Frederick M. Jones, July 12th of 1949, invented the air conditioning unit. Benjamin Banneker, in approximately 1791, did the first almanac. The automobile cutoff switch was invented by Granville Woods, a black man, in 1839. The auto fishing device was invented by C. Cook in 1899. The automatic gear shift was invented in 1932 by Richard Spikes. And I'm reading from a list that I found online called Black Inventors and Their Inventions. The baby buggy was invented by W.H. Richardson, June of 1899. The biscuit cutter, the blood plasma bag, was invented by Dr. Charles Drew in 1945. The cellular phone, according to this list, was invented by a black man, Henry T. Sampson, July 6, 1971. Oh, my God. The chamber commode was also invented in 1897 by T. Elkins. The clothes dryer by G. T. Sampson in 1862. The curtain rod, November 30th. The curtain rod support by somebody else in 1896. The doorknob by O. Dorsey, and then also the doorstop in 1878. The dustpan, the egg beater, the electric lamp bulb was invented, according to this list, by Louis Latimer in 1882. The elevator is supposedly invented by Alexander Miles in 1867. And, you know, this is kind of maybe right, because if you think about it, that was back either just during slavery or just after slavery. And so a lot of times the inventions of black people were not respected. So it could be. My grandmother used to say she knew the man that invented the cotton gin, you know, which totally revolutionized the cotton industry. But I, you know, my grandmother swore to me. I remember as a child her talking about this man. Anyway, the elevator, the eye protector, the fire escape ladder, the fire extinguisher was invented by a black man, T. Marshall, October 26th of 1872. The folding bed by a Mr. Bailey in July of 1899, the folding chair, the fountain pen, the furniture casters, gas mask. Now, I did know about this one. The gas mask that soldiers wear was originally invented by a black man, Garrett Morgan, October 1914. The golf tee, so when all y'all black men be out there teeing off, the golf tee was invented, according to this list, by someone named T. Grant. The guitar was invented by Robert Fleming in March of 1896. The hairbrush, the hand stamp, the horseshoe, the ice cream scooper, the improvement in sugar making, the insect destroyer gun, the ironing board, the keychain, the lantern, lawnmower, lawn sprinkler, lemon squeezer, lock, lubricating cup, lunch pail, mailbox, mop, motor was supposedly invented by Frederick Jones. Of course, we know peanut butter came from George Washington Carver. We've all, I think, been taught that. The pencil sharpener, the phone transmitter, that's interesting, the record player arm, the refrigerator, that's huge, riding saddles, rolling pins, shampoo headrests, spark plugs, that's huge. The stethoscope, the stove. Now, we know about the straightening comb. Most women know that Madam C.J. Walker and then at the straightening comb. The street sweeper, the thermostat control in 1960, the traffic light, I remember hearing about that. We use that every day. The traffic light that we now, everybody uses, was invented by Garrett Morgan, November 20th, 1923. The tricycle and the typewriter. Think about that. The typewriter. These are all black people who have invented things that we take for granted and we use. And if you think that that's only stuff that's in the past, and you think that there's no money to be made in it, I want you to think again, okay? There is an amazing article about an Atlanta-based company. I mean, this is like 2013, okay? Where this young man invented the Super Soaker water gun, and he also invented Nerf toy guns, okay? And he was awarded nearly $73 million in royalties from Hasbro, Inc., okay, according to the law firm of King & Spalding. And I think that's a black firm, if I'm not mistaken. I think I met them at the NBA conference. I'm not sure about that. But I do know, if you look up this young black inventor, he got $74 million just from that toy alone, okay? He has invented many other things. Okay. But you see, he knew how to use his legal rights, because what he had done was, there had been an inventor's dispute back in 2001 where Hasbro had agreed to pay him royalties for his Nerf line of toys, especially the InStrike and the Dark Tag brands. Now, all y'all with young children probably have heard about this. I don't know nothing about it. But if you look up this article, you will see his picture. He's a young black man, and they didn't follow through with it. Okay, so he filed suit. And they also agreed in 1996 to pay him for the Super Soaker. What they did, it was based on the appearance of the toy, and 1% for the two-dimensional visual representation. Okay? Apparently, Hasbro, you know, sold other water guns that were similar in appearance and wasn't paying this man his money. So Mr. Johnson is a graduate of Tuskegee University, okay? He is a nuclear engineer and a NASA scientist. He founded his company in 1989. In that same year, he licensed the Super Soaker. So you see, he used the law. And that's the thing, you've got to use the law. Like Lita said last week, you've got to use the law. It's worth it to license and to copyright and to make your patents and to pay the money that it costs to do that by filing it with the Copyright Office or whatever office that's involved, because then you can come back if somebody, you know, copies or infringes on what you have created. You can get money for that, and it's a lot of money. So I really want to encourage any person who is inventive, who is creative, whether it's with music, whether it's with toys. If you got a little boy or a young girl who is very inventive with things, because apparently this young man, when he was in high school, he had started inventing stuff. Okay, he was a high school senior in Alabama, and he built a remote control robot with a reel-to-reel tape player for a brain and a jukebox for controlling the limbs, okay? So if you got somebody like that, and I know in some of the high schools right here in D.C., they build robots, because one of my friends is a retired engineer. And all you retired engineers out there, think about becoming substitute teachers for our schools. Because you then have the opportunity to influence the next generation, just part-time, and I think that's important. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to go to a different subject. Thank you.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
GEICO RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with GEICO RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to GEICO RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
GEICO, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
It's now open, St. John's Kitchen, 5315 East Capitol Street, Southeast. It's soul food cooking at its best. Stop by today and get some liver and onions, pig feet, fish, meatloaf, chitlins, mac and cheese, collard greens, and so much more. And they're open for breakfast, too, with salmon cakes, scrapple, and pancakes, and you have to get a slice of that sweet potato pie. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., St. John's Kitchen, soul food at its finest. 202-575-2826.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. At the last, give us a call. We're going to kind of switch gears a little bit, but we want you to call in. I'm going to start talking about the subject that I work with, which is wills, trust, and estate planning. I want you to call in and ask questions. Because I really, the area that I talk in is really, really something that you've got to get right. If you don't use the law to protect yourself or your loved ones or your assets, it will definitely hurt you here. You can forfeit your rights, and even if your children want to, or whoever you've given directions to want to, do what you want them to do or you've told them to do, they may not be able to. So, for example, wills and trusts. If you don't make a will, your family or your loved ones or whoever you intend to get what you leave may not get them. In fact, the probability is pretty high that they won't. The law says how your assets will be distributed when you don't have a will. And that law is different in every state. It depends on what state you die domiciled in, okay? And domicile is a legal term that means your primary place of residence. If you have two residences, your domicile is going to be determined by, you know, where you vote, where you have your driving license at, where you have your home at, where you spend most of your time at. The law of your domicile governs the distribution of your assets if you die without a will. Okay? So, for example, suppose that you were not married. Maybe your spouse had died earlier. Maybe you had never been married. But you have children, and let's say you have two children, okay? And I'm going to ask Stacy to kind of chime in here from time to time as well. And like I said before, I want you all to call in with questions on 1-800-450-7876. But let's suppose, because I've had cases like this, and let's keep it simple, two children, okay, adults. One is very caring, always been there for you. Maybe one has actually moved in the home or has been taking care of you all this time. And the other, we'll make it a rather extreme case, does not appear to care. You know, they've been off living their life. Maybe you've never, I've had parents haven't heard from their children in years. You know, they haven't, literally haven't heard, or maybe they get a Christmas card, you know, but that's it. They don't have anything to do with you. Maybe y'all had a fight 20, 30, 40 years ago. Whatever the reason is, this child is not a part of your life. But the other one is really making it possible for you to live your life. And you have told this child, and you may have even told the other one, when I die, I want the child that's taken care of me, that's done so much for me, to get my stuff. I want him to get my house. I want him to get my bank account. I want him to get whatever it is that I have. And I don't want you to get anything, or, you know, the other one, I don't want you to get anything, or just whatever the child decides to give you, let it be her decision or his decision.
That would seem very interesting in the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, people do that. People come to me all the time and say, they knew mama wanted me to do this, or they knew daddy wanted this, and I was supposed to get this, and I'm supposed to live in a house and this and that and all like that.
But it must be in the will, or else.
You got to have a will.
Absolutely.
If you don't, and you can't just write something down and call it a will. I've had people walk into my office with a piece of paper that says it is a will.
That's interesting, too, because I've heard through the years that if I write down my wishes and I have it notarized, does that change things?
Nope. Notarizing doesn't do a thing for it.
Interesting.
It really doesn't. What it is a will has to be executed in a particular way. And it has to be not only signed, it has to be witnessed by at least two people. Okay. And there has to be what we call attestation language that says all the person signed this will in front of me. The witnesses, they knew it was their will. They knew what the contents were.
They were sound mind.
They were sound mind, you know, and they saw me sign as a witness. Mm-hmm. In other words, I signed it in front of them. Mm-hmm. The other witness signed it in front of them and me. That's what we call the attestation clause. And that's what makes the will valid. Okay? There are some rare instances in some states where what you call a holographic will might be effective, where you write everything out in your own handwriting and you sign it, but there are no witnesses. In Virginia, for example. But even there, you have got to have two people. I mean, and then you die. Okay? Mm-hmm. You want to use that will. You've got to have two people to swear on an affidavit that this is the handwriting of, we call the testator, the one that created the will. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have those two witnesses, not one, that will still is not valid.
That is so interesting, Ethel, because so many people, including myself, and we're not attorneys, so this is great that your program teaches us this very valuable and invaluable information.
It's really important.
We just don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And this gives me a chance to announce something new, something new. I've got a new program coming up. I've been doing a whole different program. I'm going to continue to do this from 9 to 10. But beginning in June, there will be a program solely dedicated to talking about wills and trusts and power of attorneys and how do you probate an estate and what is an estate and how what is a trust and when do you use a trust and what all the different things are, because I have so many questions that people ask about it.
Congratulations, Ethel, because, you know, and we've been hearing in what, over the past year or more since you've been doing your radio show that people need and want and appreciate more of this type of information.
They do.
I think that's great. 30 minutes?
30 minutes from 8:30 to 9, just before Law Talk.
Great.
There's going to be a new radio program called Wills and Trusts with Ethel Mitchell. And I want it to be a call-in program. I want people to, you know, save up your questions so that you can call me. I can't give legal advice over the radio, but I can answer in a general way as to how the law might look at circumstances and how you might approach circumstances. You know, it's still going to be subject to the same disclaimer that everybody's situation is different. Mm-hmm. And every time I meet with a client, there can be one fact that changes things in terms of advice. You know, for example, this week I was meeting with somebody and I was saying, well, you don't really need a trust, you know, because I'm not one of these lawyers that make you have a trust. I don't think everybody needs to have a trust. And I was going on, I think we could do this differently. If I can figure out a way to do it without a trust, I'll do it. And then they said one thing, you know, somebody's going to be fussing and fighting and carrying on and they're going to try and get in the way and they're going to try and dominate. And I was like, wait, hold it just a moment.
That changed things.
Changed everything. Changed everything. You know, I'm like, okay. If you have that situation and you really want to keep it private and you really want to make sure that, you know, busybodies can't get involved, okay, then a trust might be indicated for that, you know. But for 30 minutes from 8:30 to 9 on Saturday mornings, beginning in June. I think June 6th is the first Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. There will be a brand new radio program called Wills and Trusts with Ethel Mitchell, where I will discuss, I will share with you the kinds of, they're just almost an infinite array of ways of managing your affairs. I was doing another trust for someone recently, and, you know, this lady owned her home, okay? June 6th, right, that's when it's going to start. And she said, apparently she had the house before she married, okay, mm-hmm. which is common.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she had furnished it beautifully and all like that, and then she got married. And she was like, I love my husband and all. And I'm like, okay, but we can arrange for him to stay in the house, you know, if you want. After you die, it was a new marriage. So I was like, I wouldn't recommend you put his name on the house, because once you put his name on the house, you can't get it off unless he agrees, okay? And if the marriage doesn't work out, then you could be stuck. And that's another thing people don't realize, okay?
Yes.
But then she said, I was like, okay, so if you died, you would be okay if he stayed in the house. Yeah, I think so. Okay. And I was like, would you be okay if he brought another woman in the house? No. I mean, she went off. I was like, okay, all right. So, number one, that's a good reason not to put his name on the house. But number two, you can arrange it in your trust so that have somebody else be the trustee. They allow him to stay in the house. He even has to pay the bills for it and everything. But if he remarries, or if he even lives in the house with somebody else.
You can make it that specific.
Oh, yeah. Then he has to leave. And the house is sold, and the money goes where you want it to go.
Wow.
You know? So there are a lot of things that people don't realize that you really can control and do in a way that is consistent with your wishes.
That's so important, because you really do work for the money, you earn the money, you inherit the money, or however.
Yeah, however you got it,
it's yours.
It's yours.
So that's a great point.
And you can't take it with you.
Can't take it with you.
Nobody's ever taken it
so
with you.
So whether it's charity or whether it's family.
That's the other thing I want to teach people how to do, and that is that you can help the next generation. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, number one, they own more than they think. Okay, if you own a house anywhere in the metropolitan area, when you die, the probability is high that they're going to sell that house. And that's a good $200,000 to $300,000, okay? Think about what you could do with that money. You can establish a scholarship fund for your nieces and your nephews. You can say your grandchildren will go to college. You can say your lover can have money. You know, whatever you want within, you know, pretty much, if you establish it correctly, you can make happen. And that's part of what I want to try and talk about in this new program.
That is so exciting, you know? Ethel. I'm excited for you and for the listeners, because trust me, I learned so much just in this year or more of being, you know, with you in this space. And when you talk about wills and trusts and estate planning and probate, I mean, you know, it's really interesting, because we don't typically grow up learning this information in our households.
Yes.
And our parents don't know.
And
so you don't seek to learn it and change.
And it's hard to learn it.
Yes.
It's hard to learn it until it's too late.
Yes.
That's when you learn about it.
Yes.
When somebody's already dead, or they're already too sick to do anything.
And things can get ugly. I've heard many family members and friends say that, you know, death brings out the worst in people.
Worst cases in law.
Oh, my.
Worst cases in law. We're going to go to break, and then we'll be back. Okay. All right. Well, I thought my engineer was saying go to break. Anyway, we'll keep talking. Yeah. Okay, all right, then we'll be back.
News updates on the web at WOLDCnews.com.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
It's Stone Soul 2015.
Stone Soul.
Starring Jodeci.
Come on, come on, come on,
come and talk to me. I really want to meet you. Can I talk to
Faith
you?
Faith Evans.
It
is Martin.
Nobody beats the Biz.
Nobody beats the Biz.
Rare Essence.
Let's do the 20-minute workout.
August Alsina, Migos, Future, and more. Saturday, June 6th at the Classic Amphitheater at the Richmond Raceway. Experience the food from Richmond's finest restaurants. Fun for the whole family and the hottest acts. Stone Soul 2015, June 6th at the Richmond Raceway Classic Amphitheater. Tickets available online at etix.com. Brought to you by the One VIP card and Radio One Richmond.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
when
country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
when I
trail.
Grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I'm your host, Ethel Mitchell, and we're having a conversation with my producer, Stacey Royster, about wills, trust, and estate planning. I'd like you all to call in 1-800-450-7876 with any questions. We're trying to give you a taste of what my new program from 8:30 to 9 will be. It's going to be Wills and Trust with Ethel Mitchell, where I will only talk about this subject, wills, trust, power of attorneys, medical directives, you know, how you take care of yourself. If you are single, what do you do if you're living with somebody and you would want that person to have access to your bank accounts, you know? You would want that person to maybe even get your property mm-hmm. if you were to die because that person has been paying the bills. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't put it in writing, if you don't put power of attorney, if you don't have a will that says that, you may not want to put them on the deed for a whole number of reasons, okay? But you can put it in your will that if I die, my house goes to my girlfriend, my boyfriend, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. If I get really sick and incapacitated, it's my girlfriend or my boyfriend that I want to have access to my bank accounts
so
and pay the
let's
bills.
So let's talk about, you know, medical power of attorney for a second in terms
okay.
of, you know, I've been curious about, for instance, people who are not married, could mm-hmm. be living with someone,
mm-hmm.
and let's say that person gets really sick, cannot speak for himself or herself,
mm-hmm.
and then the potential lies, if I'm correct, of their next of kin to say to you as the significant other, you can't come into
oh, yeah.
the hospital room,
oh,
or
yeah.
I don't want you to have anything to do with
to
this
do
person.
With my child.
Exactly.
You had no business living with my child anyway, and I want you out of here.
I want you out.
Yep. They sure can. They sure can. They sure can.
But if you protect yourself and have your wishes in writing.
Yes. If you say, if your child says that this is their agent, then the doctors and the hospitals have to respect that. And the family has to respect that.
Like it or not.
Don't matter if you like it or not, you know? And that's one of the beauties of putting it in a legally enforceable way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So I want people to call in, 1-800-450-7876, because this is a hot topic. This is a hot topic.
And you know what? Something else is hot these days. I have to say, blended families.
A lot of that, yeah.
So whether you're single and, you know, had kids as a single person, and mm-hmm. then you're marrying mm-hmm. someone, or you marry someone who has children,
mm-hmm.
Or even live with someone who has children and that you may not be married to. I mean, there's all of these
all kinds
variables.
Of variations and variables. And a lot of people are now making a lot of money. Okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of people have life insurance at their jobs. If you don't have a will and you die, your children and or you don't have a beneficiary designation, okay? Let's get into that. Your estate will be governed by the law of the state. And most states say your children get a percentage and your spouse gets a percentage. Okay? Now, let's suppose that you have children by more than one person. Now, all of a sudden, the parents of those children have a say in how the money you left
is spent.
And now
it may
or
may not all be spent on your child.
Oh, no. That's right. It may not.
Hmm.
And don't assume that because you are married that your spouse will have control over even the money that you leave for your child.
Hmm.
Okay? Because quite often, well, let me put it like this. Always, if you have, even if you name a child as a beneficiary, let's say you name a child mm-hmm. and they're a minor. The court is not going to pay that money to that minor. And the court is not going to pay that money to the parent of that minor either. The court is going to appoint a guardian, which may or may not be the parent.
It could be, but it may not.
May not be.
Okay.
And more importantly, the court is going to control, even if it is the parent, what that money can be spent for.
Mm.
Okay? For example, I have had situations where I have heard from the judge's mouth themselves that say, so-and-so left a $300,000 policy and named their niece as a beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
That niece is a minor. So the parents of the niece went into court. The parents were appointed as guardian for the child, but the parents decided they wanted to put the child in private school because they got all this money, right?
Mm-hmm.
The judge said, oh, no. That's the child's money. It's not for you to spend that her money on at
her
this
own,
point.
Even on her own education?
That's right. If you want to put her in private school, you pay for it.
Ooh.
But that money is going to stay for her until she becomes 18 years old. And then the other problem is, at 18, you don't want to give an 18-year-old
$300,000. Oh, no.
But that's what's going to happen.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. But that's what's going to happen. Because when you name a minor
mm-hmm.
as the beneficiary, the state says when they become an adult.
At 18.
They have all rights to everything.
But you could stipulate in your planning if you did not want that to happen.
Oh, yeah. The better way to do it is to create a trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it says the policy money goes into my trust. So I'm dead now.
Mm-hmm.
I've created a trust while I'm alive,
mm-hmm.
which says receive this money and use that money as a separate trust just for that child. And then you can say, you could name the parent if you want, or name anybody you want. And you can say, use that money for their health, education, maintenance, and support. Or you might say, only for the higher education of the child. A lot of people say, I really just want to pay for college. If they want to go to grad school or something like that, that's what I want to pay for.
Right.
And you can do that. Okay? And then you can say, if they finish college, then they get 10%.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to buy a house, you know, you can help them buy a house. If they want to start a business even, you can help them with the money for a business. And you can put restrictions on that. Okay? And then you can divvy it out. You can either say they get so much each month, or you can say when they reach 30, you know, maybe they get 25%. When they reach 35, they get another 25%. Maybe when they reach 40, then they get it all or something like that.
Hmm.
You can even say when they get married, the trust can pay up to $25,000 toward their marriage or as a gift to get them started. You see, you can control it.
You can be very specific.
You can be very specific. And the other thing that people don't realize is that a trust can be managed. It's always managed by somebody called a trustee. But a lot of my clients have more money than anybody else in their family. And their family may not be able to manage this kind of money, mm-hmm. okay? Just as a practical matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you can do, if you have at least a certain amount of money, you can name a bank or an institution, Navy Federal Credit, PNC, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. All of them have institutions that manage money and as trustees, and follow the terms of your trust to distribute the terms the way you want them.
Hmm.
And you can name somebody in your family as a co-trustee, so they're looking over the bank's shoulder, they're saying pay for college and so on like that, but the bank's going to make sure that money doesn't end up in the trustee's pocket, or they're going to make sure that the taxes are paid. They do an accounting every year. They'll give the beneficiary a report that says this is how much they'll invest the money, and they'll say this is how much money you have left, this is how much money was earned off your money, this is what we did with it. And see, they keep up with it.
Very good.
They keep up with it. And so that's an option that a lot of our people don't realize that is available. It is available. And it's very, very, they've been doing this for generations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just time for us to learn how to do this.
Catch up.
You know, that's right. That's
well,
right.
Well, and I think that's another myth you've helped us to understand, you know, throughout a series of your programs throughout
mm-hmm.
the year, is you don't have to be rich
right.
to have to,
really,
to need a will or benefit from
no,
plans
you really don't.
And such.
You don't. You do not.
And that's
and
a big myth in our
in
community.
Our community. You really don't. Everybody needs to have a will. Everybody needs to have a power of attorney. Everybody needs to have a medical directive so that if, because life happens
yes.
and stuff, you and I can go out here and have a stroke, have a
get
car accident,
car.
You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be alive, but you're not able to manage. If you don't have power of attorney, where you have, because you know your family.
Mm-hmm.
We all know our family.
Mm-hmm.
Some people real good with money, and some people, oh, my God, if they get their hands on your bank account, it's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes it's with the best of intentions, but it's still going to be
not.
A problem, and sometimes not, you know. And it's important that you name somebody that you really trust to do this.
And can you, name, you can name more than one person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
You can do it several ways. You can say this person, and then if that person's not available or moves or becomes incapacitated or dies, then the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say two people. You can say two people have to act together.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say one or the other. Either one of them can act by themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of flexibility there. And it doesn't have to be your family also.
And
okay?
I love that you always say, too, it doesn't have to be and shouldn't be a cookie-cutter approach because
everybody's different.
Different.
It really is.
And that's something that you have said often that has resonated with me
mm-hmm.
because everybody's needs or situation
really are different.
Yeah,
they really are different. I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, I love my nephew, you know, but my nephew's married to an overbearing woman, you know, and if I name them, then really it's going to be their spouse that's calling the shots. And I tell people, you know, just tell me that, and then we can figure out something else. You know what I mean? We can, you know, because everybody's family is a little bit different.
And then do you find instances, Ethel, where, let's say with siblings, and a parent could designate, and I've seen some of this throughout my short lifetime, well, you know, out of my three children, these mm-hmm. two are okay. These two have done well for themselves. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to leave this child who hasn't done as well financially mm-hmm. with everything or most of everything. The other two are feeling like, we're still your kids too. Because we did the right things or we mm-hmm. made it in life. Mm-hmm. We're subject to being cut out. Do you find that people?
Yes. There are several ways of doing it. Because it can come up in many ways. It can come up not only in terms of some people do better than others. Mm-hmm. That's normal in every family. Mm-hmm. It can also be that you own a business and one or two children are in the business and one or two are not.
Right.
Okay? And so now,
those that you've helped through while you're alive, they've gotten enough of your help, to speak.
And so maybe this other child you want to give more to. My approach is this. If you can't even it out, then explain. You know,
just say,
you know, I'm giving more at this point because I've given so much already mm-hmm. to the other child or other children. Mm-hmm. You know, I've paid for their down payment. I've sent their kids to school or whatever. Okay. Or you might say, I'm giving more because this child, it's quite common. One child has a child that is disabled. Mm-hmm. So they need more. They need more care. They need more access to, you know, money or whatever. A lot of children don't have anywhere to live. They live with their parents. Maybe they always live with their parents. Mm-hmm. Maybe they move back in. A lot of kids are moving back in, you know. Mm-hmm. And they won't have a place to stay if you don't provide for it. And you know, you can do that. You can say, this particular child has the right to live in my home if you want to for the rest of their life.
Right.
You can say if they ever leave the home for a certain period of time, you know, so they can't just leave it vacant.
Right.
Then, or they rent the home. That may not be fair to those who are left, you know, there. Mm-hmm. You might say if they leave for more than 6 months or if they rent the house out, then they forfeit their right. And the house is to be sold and the money divided. You can even say, when they die, sell the house and then divide among the surviving children. There are all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, especially older people, live with their sibling. That's quite common, mm-hmm. where your brother and sister may live together. And they've always lived together. Or they've moved back in. Maybe the spouse died or whatever. Maybe one of them has the family house. They've always lived there, or maybe one, whatever. But they live together. And it's important to respect those relationships, especially right. as you get older. A lot of people have maybe a sibling who is not capable of taking care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And so if one dies, they really need to make sure that that other sibling is cared for. And I find that a lot of people worry about things like that.
Right.
You know?
So it gives you peace of mind as the...
Yeah, we figure out how to deal with that.
Right.
We figure out how to deal with that. We may say maybe there's another sibling or nephew or a niece who is not only capable but has the compassion to make sure that that person is taken care of. So that, too, you appoint. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You say in your will or in your trust, take care of my sibling if I die before him or her. You know, maybe they won't be able to live in the home by themselves.
That's very important.
You know? So sell the home, but use that money. Put it in a trust, and that money stays for that person. So if you do have to put them in a nursing home or live somewhere else, make sure they're taken care of properly. You
right.
see what I mean?
Right.
And sometimes everybody's old in the family.
That's true.
You know, I got a lot of that. We got a lot of 80-year-olds there, you mm-hmm. know? So then we might name one of their children or their grandchildren if they're not available to be able to step in.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know, and you know your family.
Right.
Okay. You know your family.
And generally, you know who's going to do
it. You know who's going to do and who's not going to do.
You might get some surprises.
Yeah.
But
another thing that comes up quite a bit, and this is sad, but it does come up. The parent dies. And let's say the parent is older. And the parent had, let's say, four children. Mm-hmm. And those children are adults. And they've had their own children. And one of the children died, but the so their grandchildren are now left.
And they become the beneficiary.
Exactly. Uh-huh. You don't have any will. Nobody is appointed to be in charge, primarily, okay? So everybody has equal rights to become the personal representative. Now all of a sudden you have grandchildren who might be in their 20s and 30s vying with their aunts and uncles who may be in their 60s and 70s.
Mm.
Okay? And I've really had it happen where, although they said, okay, auntie, you can become the personal representative, they were so, and it wasn't a bitter, bitter situation, but it was so stressful for the aunt or the uncle that they gave it up because their pressure went up.
Oh.
And they couldn't get it back down.
Mm.
And they were like, Miss Mitchell, I'm not going to die over this
right.
now.
Just
you know what
go.
I mean? I'm like, no. no way. It's not worth all that, you know? But see, if the original parent who owned the house or the property had a will and said, this is who's going to be in charge, you know, and had maybe reviewed the will when one of their children died,
mm-hmm.
and made some changes. And that's another thing. When you do a will and somebody in that will dies, you need to come back in and look at it again and just say, okay, so-and-so died. This is who I want to be in charge, or this is how I want to distribute my assets.
Mm-hmm.
If they had come in and said, look, I want to change something, or name somebody in particular to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Those grandchildren, they might not have liked it, but there was nothing they could do about it.
True.
You know? And if they were going to be heirs, if they were named as heirs, they would get their share. The court's going to make sure that they get their share.
Mm-hmm.
But the will could say who's in charge. The other thing it does is, if it's done properly, it says you don't have to put up a bond, which is an insurance policy that you won't run off with the money, basically, okay? But it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on what the value of the estate is and how many people you can get to agree to have you be appointed. And it gets so complicated. And it's not necessary, because you can put all that stuff in writing if it's done properly by a lawyer that knows how to do this stuff.
And Ethel, I think you should, on that note, share your information with your law practices.
Oh yeah, I do need to do that. Yes, right. Okay.
Please.
If you need work with something like this, call me at 202-772-1988. 202-772-1988. I'll give the email, but it's long and people mix it up. So it's emitchell@willsandtrust.net. And you have to put the S on the trust. And the website is willsandtrust.net. You got to do willsandtrust.net. Okay?
Right.
So that's all I do. This is all I do, and I enjoy it. I mean, I really do enjoy it.
I can tell, and she specializes.
That's all I do.
In this. It's
and
amazing.
It's fascinating to me, because every situation that walks in the door is different.
Mm.
And I really try to learn what's important to each client and then make sure that what we say is appropriate for them. I have clients who have children who have had heart attacks.
Mm.
Their children are sicker than them.
And the parents are taking care of them.
Yeah, yeah, quite often.
Yeah.
And sometimes those children have children.
Yes.
And so now they have to think about, what happens if my child dies and the grandchildren are here? You know, how am what I'm leaving is going to be taken care of and managed for the benefit of the grandchildren,
yes.
if that's what your intentions are.
Yes.
You know? Or, for example, maybe a lot of men or women may have children by one person and children by another person,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Married or not, it doesn't really make any difference. Those children deserve to be taken care
Absolutely.
Of. You can name somebody on maybe your brother, or I've done this with life insurance policies, pour it into the trust and then split it in the trust
mm-hmm.
and say X percentage, you can do it by percentages, will be for the benefit of child A, B, and C. Another percentage will be in a separate trust for child D, C, and E.
And people just don't, I know this is amazing.
Yeah, and you name different trustees. So you could name maybe your brother or your sister to be the trustee and hold the money for children A, B, C, D. And then if you're married, maybe you name your spouse, who is the mother or father of your children with them, to be the trustee for children C, D, and F. You
mm-hmm,
see?
Mm-hmm.
That way they don't have to fight with each other. They don't have to be going to court saying, oh, they got too much, or they're spending too much on this one,
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They don't have to fight about it. And the children don't get it when they're 18 years old.
Right.
You
Unless
know, which
you
is huge.
Say so.
If you want them to, then go right ahead. But I've seen people waste some money. They really, you know, all of a sudden they go buy a car for cash.
Oh, my.
And they go $50,000,
$60,000. This is a funny question, but I have heard about people to ensure that a loved one doesn't think they forgot about them,
uh-huh.
to say they leave them $1.
Oh, yeah.
So that
yeah, that's quite
is
common.
Clear.
That's quite clear. Yeah.
You've seen that?
Oh, yeah. I've done it.
Not just a joke. Oh,
I've written them. I've written them.
Ooh,
you
I'd
know.
Love to see
and
those
some,
faces.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you read it and you go, what? Why did she do that? Why did you? And I'm like, You know, and a lot of times they won't
you
even tell
really
me.
Know.
Yeah, you know, they don't have to tell me why. It's like, you know, they know each other, and so that yeah, you have a right
it's
to
like
disinherit the somebody.
That you left a dime. Just
yeah,
say, this is really what I thought.
Uh huh. Your business. I want you to know what I thought about you. You know, or you thought you were dissing me, but here's something for you. You know, I got something for you.
Mm.
Oh yeah, no, you can definitely make sure that the people that you want to take care of, honor, create your own legacy is done.
Great.
You can make sure of that. It's but you have to do it in a way that the law allows. You have to put it in writing. And if somebody expects you to take care of them, you've got to empower them in writing to do so.
Do so.
You have got to put it in writing that this is what you have to do. This is what I'm authorizing you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I encourage everyone to listen in beginning in June. We're going to specialize solely in this particular area of the law. And I really invite your questions so I can deal with them. Next week, and I will be continuing Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Let me make that clear. This program from 9 to 10 will keep going, and we will keep having interesting guests. Next week, make sure to listen in, because we're going to have attorney Daryl Motley on, and he's going to talk about 3D printing. I mean, that's a monster, 3D printing and patents.
Wow.
So listen up. It should be really exciting and fun. And in the meantime, everybody have an excellent weekend and be safe. Have a good week. Goodbye.
Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is, like, busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Wake up in the morning with Keeping Up with the Joneses.
You guys sound pretty good. I'm having my daily coffee.
Where you dictate what we talk about.
What kind of coffee do you drink, Miss Rachel?
Well, I love Maxwell House.
Are they going to pay us for that plug?
That's right. Go ahead, Miss Rachel. Well, wait.
You do cream and sugar or no?
We like our news just the way we like our coffee.
Well, I like mine black. If I put cream in it, it won't let me go to sleep. But I drink it black while I'm still here.
Keeping Up with the Joneses. Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. right here on 1450 WL.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.